How would you like to attend a conference and hear Matt Harrison, Craig Parton, Jonathan Fisk, Will Wheaton, Chris Roseborough, and Al Schmidt? You're invited to the 2014 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.
When he told us about his sister in heaven that we hadn't told him about, another one of those holy cow moments, okay, that, okay, he can't make this up, he can't invent this, no memory was planted, but the peace that came over us and the healing, you know, just the wow, I have a daughter waiting for me. I think a lot of people need that type of hope and healing too. And I think that's what a lot of people are finding when they hear Colton's testimony.
That's Todd Burpo. He is author of the best-selling book, now the movie, Heaven is for Real. It tells his story, or at least alleges to tell the true story of his son's near-death experience or encounter. It's difficult to know the medical aspects of this, but at a crisis of health, the child claims to have gone to heaven, seen not only his little sister, who I believe was stillborn, but also to have met Jesus, and his grandfather coming back saying things, claiming things, to have seen and heard things that he could not have otherwise known. They wrote the book. They made the movie. We're going to review that book that the movie is based upon, Heaven is for Real, with Pastor Tom Baker, for the first half hour or so of this hour of Issues Etc. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. A little bit later, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's a game we like to play with our listeners on Friday as we have time to do it. We gather four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, and then we play them for you. All you got to do is listen, and then you decide which one should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You simply call and vote, or you email us and vote, or you send us a tweet and vote, or you go to our Facebook fan page and vote. You can listen to them at our website, issuesetc.org, or wait to listen on the air when we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And you could vote in advance at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, or give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, and we will give away to the best vote, the best listener with the best vote during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, coming up in about a half hour here on the program. Pastor Tom Baker is a regular guest. He joins us regularly to teach Sunday school lessons and occasionally to review books that are popular in the Christian media. One that was very popular and is regaining its popularity because of the movie based on it, Heaven is for Real, is the subject of our conversation. Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. Tom, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd.
Now, we're probably going to be somewhat critical of some of the claims in this book. We're going to test them against what Scripture teaches about heaven, about death, about these kinds of things, and probably find them lacking in the balance. Does that mean, if we're critical of this book, that you don't believe heaven is for real?
That's a difficult thing to say in light of the fact that the word appears in 463 verses in the ESV. The problem, though, is just like many words in the Hebrew and Greek, they have a variety of meanings. Like the word law, I think I've counted around a dozen different meanings, moral law, civil law, ceremonial law, etc. And the same with heaven. Sometimes the word simply is talking about the heaven and the earth, the heaven meaning the sun and the moon. Then when Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven is near, he's talking about the holy Christian church, the kingdom of heaven on earth. Then we have the idea of the kingdom of heaven as the interim. When a person dies, his body goes in the ground, his spirit goes into heaven to be with Jesus. And then if you take a look at the book of Revelation, there is the heaven, the new heavens and the new earth that is created after Judgment Day. And the significant difference, and this is important for the book, is that after Judgment Day, the Christians have their bodies. whereas prior to Judgment Day, those who have died who are Christians are only in the spirit. So yes, heaven is definitely for real.
Now, tell us what the book itself purports to be, what claims, basic claims it makes, and then we'll get into the details a few minutes later.
Sure. It appears that Todd Burpa, who is the father of Colton Burpa, has written this book about when his son had surgery, and after he came out of very serious surgery where they thought he was going to die, he started sharing with them a description of what he said was going to heaven. And therefore, they started checking this out in the sense, did it agree with Scripture? And this is where the book has come from. Heaven is for real, on the basis of Colton Burpa's various descriptions of what he saw in heaven.
Now, the picture of heaven that it paints, well, maybe we should say this first, Tom. Colton Burpa is not the only person in history to have claimed to have seen such things, but we could talk about all the near-death experiences all day long. The one that concerns me with respect to this is the Apostle Paul, who actually does make the claim to have seen. He says, I don't know whether in a vision or in the body, it doesn't really matter, but he claims to have visited heaven. But doesn't the Apostle Paul say of his visit to heaven that he heard things there that are not permitted to be spoken?
He even spoke of, the words were inexpressible to describe what he saw. So instead of the Apostle Paul unable to give us a description of heaven, we have this 3.5-year-old who gives very many descriptions of heaven that do not appear in the Bible.
What does that comparison with the apostolic visit to heaven and this young boy's visit to heaven, what does the comparison there tell you right off the bat?
It just reminds me of the end of the book of the Bible, a Revelation. He that adds or subtracts from the prophecies of this book, referring to the Old and the New Testament books, that's a serious situation. So anytime somebody would talk to me and say, I believe this about heaven or about Christianity, the first thing I say is, please show me the Bible verse. And if there's not a Bible verse, then I have no need to believe it at all.
So someone who says, look, I read the book, Heaven is for Real, it has a ring of truth to it, little kids don't make this kind of stuff up, it seems right, and they say, I believe every word in it. There are not a lot of those people, but there are some. Okay, Tom, are they unwittingly saying, these are revealed truths on par with the real revealed truths of Holy Scripture?
There are therefore, just as in the Roman Catholic Church, two sources of a revelation, the Bible and then the magisterium, including the Pope, the councils, etc. So also here, what most disturbed me is the comfort that folks get in hearing Colton's descriptions, even though if you read the books of those who went to hell, that's another very popular one, there are so many differences between what people saw, especially in light of the fact that Scripture does not back up what they saw.
What is the religious background or religious confession of the Burpa family, in particular the father who wrote the book, Todd Burpa?
Todd Burpa is actually a Wesleyan pastor. Wesleyans are Bible-believing Christians, but of an Arminian background, which simply means that they came about, Wesley and then Arminius, were against five-point Calvinism, that everyone is predestinated to either heaven or hell. And their main teaching is that God has given us, and I'm reading from their doctrine, given us as human beings true freedom to reject or accept this salvation. And therefore, Wesleyan Arminianism, which is the official name, by the way, is noted for its belief in free will and the possibility for holy living. As one individual said, what is difficult for Christians of other theological persuasions to comprehend about the Wesleyan Arminianism is the belief that imperfect humans can actually live without committing sin and in continual submission to the leading of God in their lives. Now, one of the points, this is on page 60, Jesus tells Colton that he needs to be good, which is, in my view, contrary to the message of Christianity. If I was able to be good, I don't need Jesus. And for Jesus to say that as though that's the way of salvation, that's on page 60. The other point is Todd, the father, is pretty good sometimes. On page 149, he says, I've always been very conscious about what I share about heaven from the pulpit, and I still am. I teach what I find in Scripture. But then on page 153, he says, as a pastor, I was always comfortable talking about my faith, but now, in addition, I talk about what happened to my son. It's the truth, and I talk about it, no apologies. And he does this in divine worship services. So he also has now two sources of information concerning heaven. Number one, the Scripture, but number two, his son.
So this is not just a minor problem. This is a huge problem, this, if only for the Burpa family.
Yes, it's as though I had seen a vision. I would always interpret it under Lutheran teaching, whether or not it was a dream or whatever, trying to make it fit with my preconceived notions. And we see this Wesleyan strain throughout the book.
All right. When you say it's found throughout the book, what are you talking about? Give us some examples, if you would.
Well, what I'm talking about is the one where Jesus told him he had to be good. And then the other one is, it comes about again and again, that the good that people do, God counts to their profit, so that thereby they're going to heaven. To believe in Jesus from a Wesleyan Arminian point of view, and this is in the book, means to truly repent of your sin to the point that you promise not to do it again, which, of course, is something that man can attempt to do, but it's really impossible for it to be achieved.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue our review of the book, Heaven is for Real. Of course, the movie is out. It sparked much interest in the book itself. Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio program called Law and Gospel. You'll find a link to Law and Gospel at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, the description that Colton brings back or says to have brought back from his vision of heaven, we'll try and summarize it and see whether or not it matches with anything Scripture says of the life beyond. Stay tuned. Would you like to learn about the Reformation theology you hear on Issues, etc.? We'll send you a pamphlet of Luther's Small Catechism for free. It contains the biblical teachings on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. Order your free copy of Luther's Small Catechism today. Just send your name and mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org.
Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Moline, Illinois, invites you to join us in receiving the Lord's gifts in word and sacrament. Sunday services are at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m., with Bible class and Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. We are located in the Quad Cities at 4107 21st Avenue, Moline, Illinois. Welcome in the name of our Lord.
Truth-centered mission outreach. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in two different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit wittenbergacademy.org.
What happens when our theology is driven by freshness instead of faithfulness? I've written an article for the latest issues, etc. journal titled New Thing Theology. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues, etc. journal. Just look for the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The Wittenberg Trail feature details how Bob Leko journeyed from the Word Faith movement to faith in Christ alone. The free online Issues, etc. journal.
In the preaching that you hear from your pastors, is your pastor's description of that righteous man, does it sound like Jesus or does it sound like your pastor?
That whole sense that meeting God would be less like coffee with a friend and more like getting electrocuted, that whole sense of God's holiness has largely evaporated.
All of these point forward to a time when God doesn't pull his punches. And then the Son, the only Son, the beloved Son, the hand isn't stayed. He is killed. And he is the perfect sacrifice for our sins.
If one cannot go along with the picture of Jesus that is presented in these documents, one does just the opposite of the careful historical examination of the issue.
In about 20 minutes, we're going to play Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. It's a game we like to play with our listeners. It's very simple. You simply listen to the soundbites that we play. We play them 1, 2, 3, 4. And then after you have listened to those soundbites, you give us a call, you send us an email, you send us a tweet, or you go to our Facebook fan page, and you vote for the one you think ought to be Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. Our call-in number 1-877-623-MYIE. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at Issues ETC and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. In the meantime, we're reviewing the book that's now become a movie, Heaven is for Real. Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. Tom, the kind of main argument that is put forth in the book, Heaven is for Real, by its author, Todd Burpo, the father of the young boy who made these claims, is that little Colton Burpo at the time could not have possibly known some of the things that he came back claiming to have known, the existence of a stillborn sister and a long-dead grandfather, I believe, could not have possibly known them or recognized them, but he did. How do you reconcile the claims of Colton Burpo?
First of all, I'd like to reconcile the claims about from the Bible. The father on page 68 writes, "How come my little boy know this stuff? Could he have picked up such detail from the Bible stories we read to the kids? But the stories in the Bible storybooks we read to him were very narrative-oriented and just a couple of hundred words each. Not all heavy details, like Jesus wearing white, and no details on what heaven might be like." On 74, he says, "But I also know that Colton's experience of angels in storybooks and scripture did not include lights over angels' heads." And the big point is page 66. "I knew by heart all the Bible stories we read him over the years, many from the Arch series Bible stories I'd had as a child." Now, I'm almost going to blame the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for this book, because I did some research on the Arch series. They came out and they were available when he had his surgery in March 2003. And in the Arch series, there are pictures of Jesus wearing white. And about the angels with lights over their heads, all you have to do is go to the Christmas Arch books. These are small books and they're filled with pictures. Maybe the father doesn't remember them. I don't know. But we also know at this time, on December 21st, 1993, this is 10 years before he had his surgery, VeggieTales came out. And I kind of enjoy VeggieTales because I like showing where they're wrong. But be that as it may, a number of the illustrations that he describes are found in the VeggieTales. And I can't but believe a Wesleyan family who are very devout, would not be looking at VeggieTales. And then I got this from Wes Reimnitz. He pointed out that the picture of Jesus by Akion that Colton said was that of Jesus himself is very close to the Concordia Publishing House picture by Richard Hook. And I can't but believe if they're doing the Bible studies from CPH, that that picture didn't come up.
Okay, so what you're, the case you're making there is that the descriptions that Colton came back with are not necessarily descriptions of an actual vision, but could well have been, even by the Burpo's own admission, could well have been influenced by the books that they were reading to him, by the pictures he was seeing in those books, by the other resource materials that they were using that had illustrations.
That's correct.
Okay, so that reconciles some of these things. Do you find in the book Heaven is for Real an attempt to add information the Bible does not provide?
Yes. On page 101, he says that the one sitting on the other side of God's throne, that's where the angel Gabriel is, and he's really nice. Then he talks on page 63 that Jesus had a rainbow-colored horse, lots of colors. On page 72, this is not only an addition to the Bible, but a contradiction of the Bible, everybody has got wings. Now, they say we don't become angels, but there's no indication anywhere in the Bible that human beings will have wings. That's only reserved for the angels. On page 67, he talks about the markers of Jesus and points to his palms. Now, most scholars, and there was an excellent article by a medical association, where when they crucified the individuals, they crucified them with spikes through the wrists, not through the palms. So that's a very interesting item, because the skeletons they have found have the spikes through the wrists. Then things like on page 133, the angel carries swords so they can keep Satan out of heaven. But the Bible is clear that Satan was thrown down from heaven during the passion of Jesus. And then Colton says to his dad, when he gets to heaven, you're going to be fighting monsters like dragons and stuff, and you'll have a choice between a bow and an arrow or a sword. Then there's theology things. He says, God the Father turned his back on his son. I'm convinced he did that because if he had kept on watching, he couldn't have gone through with it. Another really big point is Colton speaks of his grandfather as having a body, but we know that the body doesn't come till after Judgment Day. But he's supposedly describing the interim, where people are still in the spirit, even right now, because Judgment Day hasn't even come about.
So there are some basic factual contradictions between the bare information that Scripture provides for us about the state of the believer afterwards, and what this is being claimed here. Is there something in the book that essentially not only insinuates but just comes out and says in one form or another, maybe not in so many words, that what the Bible says on these matters isn't sufficient?
Excellent question, and here's how I would answer it. On page 91, when the father gets this feeling from God that he is to be a pastor, he says, "There was no doubt in my mind that I had just heard from God. I was determined to obey." What we're talking about is a distinction between the theologian of glory and the theologian of the cross that Luther talks about in the Heidelberg Disputation, where the theologian of glory gets his information from God from his experience. Now, I know a lot of seminarians who they thought God told them to be a pastor, but they didn't get through the curriculum. On page 109, Sonia, his wife, and I thought we had a lot to learn from our son, as though the Bible wasn't sufficient. On page 146, they are trying to calm a woman whose child had died apart from baptism, and they say the child is definitely in heaven because God loves him. That's not in the Scripture. God loves everybody, which would mean everybody would go to heaven. And so, once more, you're going against the sufficiency of the Bible and bringing in other items.
Now, does Colton's visit in heaven, some people would say, I read it and it confirmed what I already believed, strengthened my faith. What are your thoughts there, Tom?
I don't mind sermons that strengthen what you've already believed on the basis of Scripture. But, for example, when the unborn child died, we had wanted to believe, this is page 97, that our unborn child had gone to heaven. Even though the Bible is largely silent on this point, we had accepted it on faith, but now we had an eyewitness. Wow. And then Allie says on page 130, Colton's story about his sister strengthened her Christian faith. And then there's a lady on page 148, seeing your boy the way he is today, this is a miracle. There has to be a God because this is a miracle. And then finally, the father writes on page 150, I accepted the idea of heaven before, but now I visualize it. Before I'd heard, but now I know that someday I'm going to see. And that's on the basis of Colton's visit rather than the clear promises of Scripture.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we just have just a few more minutes with Pastor Tom Baker reviewing the book Heaven is for Real on this Friday afternoon, May the 2nd. Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. When we come back, just a few more minutes with him, and then we'll play Issues, Etc., Soundbite of the Week.
Tis in heaven.
There's a reason to be a believer in doctrine who sees that doctrine as having a practice.
Pastor Jonathan Fisk of Worldview Everlasting, talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues, Etc., Making the Case Conference.
And that these things aren't against each other, but that my religion as a Christian is highly spiritual, and my spirituality as a Christian is highly religious, and this is the best of both worlds.
You can meet and hear Pastor Jonathan Fisk making the case for being spiritual and religious Friday, June the 13th and Saturday, June 14th at the Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, look for the Making the Case logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or call Craig at 618-223-8385. 618-223-8385. The Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois.
Martin Luther taught that the chief function of music and worship was the proclamation of the Word of God. With Heirs of the Reformation, Treasures of the Singing Church, you will hear over two centuries of Lutheran musical theology, beautifully performed and faithfully sung. For a limited time, save 10% on this 4-CD set when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran Thought, Lutheran Substance, Lutheran Music. Brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Imagine steadfastlutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub. Your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm. So check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Christ Lutheran, Jackson, Mississippi. Prince of Peace Lutheran, San Diego, California. Trinity Lutheran, Tryon, North Carolina. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Dallas, Texas. Calvary Lutheran, Yuma, Arizona. St. Paul Lutheran, Milford Center, Ohio. Peace Lutheran, Chehalis, Washington. Christ Lutheran, Noblesville, Indiana, Our Redeemer Lutheran, Lexington, Kentucky, and St. James Lutheran, Baltimore, Maryland. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues, Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues, Etc. journal. IssuesETC.org. Click support. The Issues, Etc. 300.
Well, Pop, he was very big, huge wings. He had curly hair. big smile, and he was really nice. Well, I could see my dad in one room praying and talking to God while I was sitting on Jesus' lap and I was looking down at him.
That's Colton Burpo describing some of the things he says he saw when he went to heaven, basically the content of the book written by his father, Todd Burpo, Heaven is for Real, that's become a film and reviewing with Pastor Tom Baker, not the film, but the original book, for the next few minutes of Issues, Etc. Then we'll play Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week. What do you make of some of the comments that have been made by others who've either read the book or seen the latest movie, Heaven is for Real, Tom?
Yeah, just let me repeat a couple of them. In the end, the Burpo family find their grounding in their Christian faith through the lens of young Colton's experience. Another one, they are also left with a new problem. Heaven is for real, but now what? How do I get there? The film doesn't definitely answer this, especially at a couple of key moments. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This film and book isn't as clear as Jesus. And finally, we don't get our theology from the unverifiable experiences of others. We have God's Word, which is the sole source and norm for all that we believe, teach, confess, and practice. And Dr. Jeffrey Gibbs, professor at the seminary, said, for that reason, I have concluded that this book is seriously flawed and offers little, if any, positive or lasting contribution to Christian understanding.
What Bible passages are very important to understand when dealing with the kind of claims that are made by the book Heaven is for Real and the subsequent film?
I would use 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, for some of those items that people are just astonished. How did he know this? Because it says, even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And I don't know how many dreams you've had, Todd, but I've had them where I get some information about theology, and often when I wake up, it's not correct according to the Bible, and I always check it out. In Galatians 1:8, even if we are an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. And then you can't get better than Abraham in the parable to the rich man in hell. If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead, and I say, or should come back from heaven. And the final point I'd like to make is I also have a lengthy article by a Muslim who had an out-of-body experience during his surgery where he saw humans bathed in light, were robed in white, and he can't figure out whether they were angels or judges, but then goes into a lengthy description, much akin to what Colton had seen.
So someone walks up to you, with 1 minute, Tom, someone walks up to you and says, Pastor Baker, I know you pay a lot of attention to matters theological. What do you think about the book, Heaven is for Real? What do you think it is?
When Satan saw Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden in the form of a serpent, he didn't say, God hates you. No, it wasn't that obviously wrong. He says, God just doesn't want you to become like God and knowing the difference between good and evil. I think this is a very dangerous book because Satan is using all the emotion that people, what a wonderful family, and oh, it's just so wonderful about the surgery, how he got through it. There are some good storylines here, and once you get into that, then it's very hard to be able to discern proper theology from improper theology. How could this come about? Well, it comes about because the devil is seen as an angel of light.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. Tom, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for making the preparation, devoting the time to our review of the book Heaven is for Real.
And thank you, Todd.